Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon bringing you the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. That's where I post the topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And then you, the wide writing masses of the universe, put 100 word stories together based on that topic. Well, the topic this week was, and then you put it in the blender. And I'd like to apologize to every damaged blender out there of people doing research, putting things in blenders. And I know Does It Blend is a big meme out there, but still, some people have to do these kind of things on their own. Kids get hurt. We decide who goes first by going to last week's episode and seeing who won the vote. And the vote has been won by Fricker Fracker of the Fricker Frequency. Now, you can check out the text of each story in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorites. You can see links to everybody who has ever written for the site that has a site. And I guess let's get the show on the road. Fricker didn't have the opportunity to record this, so it looks like I get to read it. So here we go.
Back in 1868, Jose and myself were about to rob the 801 coming out of Barstow. It was hot and dry day, and we were getting mighty thirsty. The 801 was late as usual, and all we had to drink was tequila. We were getting drunk in all that harsh tequila until Jose informed us that he was from the future, and pulled out this fancy thing called a blender, and he had an automatic ice machine. He sliced up some limes and put it all in this futuristic contraption, and then he gives us this juice. He called it the margarita. I'm glad that Jose Cuervo was a friend of mine.
Thank you, Fricker. You can check out more from Fricker at the Fricker Frequency. The link is up at the show notes. Now we head to the veterans. Those are the people that keep coming back for more and more and more and possibly more. First up is Anima Zabaleta. Now, she's going to be taking a break in the next few weeks, so she's putting it all into this one. So let's be ready. Fasten your seatbelts. It's Anima time.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for weekly challenge number 130. Then you put it in a blender. Thanks everybody who voted for my story a couple of weeks back for Airplane that gave us this topic, proving that yes, even a blind squirrel can find a nut occasionally. This story is The Cruel Enforcer.
Is that a Terran artifact? Yes, an ancient torture book, I think. This Fanny farmer was a cruel enforcer. No mercy for dissidents. Listen.
Beat the whites until frothy. Quarter the chicken, cutting along the backbone. Grill over low flame until skin is crisp.
Or this.
Take the fruits, put them in the blender, pulse until smooth.
Can you imagine the mess?
If that's the treatment for proclivities, I wonder what farmer did to anarchists. Life is more civilized now. If there is weakness in the gene pool, it is eliminated before emergence from the test tube. Homogeny equals peace, brother.
It certainly does. Thank you, Anima. You can check out more from Anima at her site, which is, of course, listed in the show notes. Next up, we have Mike. I think he did record this week. So let's go ahead and get Mike's story out there. Are you ready? Here we go.
Hi, this is Mike, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 130, Then You Put It in the Blender. No standard dye products had worked, and all were expensive. Then he'd caught the end of that infomercial promising amazing results using simple veggies and water. Before the theme music had ended, he'd placed his order. When the instructions and blender arrived, he couldn't wait to try it. Now he looked at the booklet in disgust. He had spent 30 minutes cubing 10 carrots and cucumbers. He read the last sentence again. Then you put it in the blender. This recipe depends on fresh veggies. Ensure you have enough for each batch. The blender made quick work of the booklet. That's the entry for this week. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike. Next up is Wilma. Now, I want to apologize. I guess I never got the text or recording or whatever for the story last week. But at least this week, we have the text. Yay! Cool. Sorry about that, Wilma. But that's okay. Life goes on. Oh, by the way, I get to read her story this week. Yay! Alright, let's see what I can do.
Everybody must have at least 2 doses of nonsense with 1 serving of silly each day. To get your daily dose, slowly skip into the kitchen while attempting a thought tornado to twist. Let visions of chicken in pink polka dot underwear yelling, "I'm free!" dance across your mind's screen. For pizzazz, toss in a chartreuse platypus singing, "Higgledy wiggledy eye, where's my opera pie?" And let those pictures, songs, and scents whiz together in a marvelous mind mousse. Then tilt your head and let the mousse slide out of your ear and into the blender. Add ice and puree.
Thank you, Wilma. Hey, what's going on here? All right, welcome back, Nika. She has returned. She and Kim here are still out doing the hobo life and all that, but still, she's returned to the 100-word stories, and so let's go ahead and play her story.
Hi, this is Nika Dreamscape from the podcast Diamonds in Rest. And here's my submission for weekly challenge number 130, Then You Put It in the Blender. Eyes closed, she was dreaming. She was sitting on the edge of the kitchen counter, perched there with the backs of her heels drumming gently against the cupboard doors. They were talking. He dumped a handful of raspberries into the blender and switched it on high, before casting a crooked grin her way. Her nose crinkled in distaste as she watched the mixture churning together. He was saying something to her, but the words slipped away like smoke before she could quite hear. Nightfall was once again approaching, pulling her from the deep sleep. Her eyes opened. She was alone.
You know, I like raspberries. I really do. I would have put some in my tea this morning, but I don't have any. So I put lemon instead, and then I spilled almost all of it on the carpet. Go figure. Thank you, Nika. You can check out more from Nika in the links in the show notes. Next up is, well, if you're going to have one punch, you're going to have two. And that's Kimi! Yay! This one came in at the last minute. And you know what, folks? Come on. You know, I say midnight on Friday, but, you know, I don't prep this stuff ahead of time. I just throw it all together Saturday morning. I grumble, I grouse. So, if you're, you know, still working on it Saturday morning, drop me a message. It's like, hey, it's too wicked. It's like, okay, whatever. Because I'm putting it all together and all that, and then I'll just delay the poll, or I'll put you in the poll, and if you don't turn out to send one in and people vote for you, it's like, you people are silly. So, here's Kimi.
I am the Kimi. This is the story. Defacing your fears. For then you put it in the blender. I think I'm submitting this a little late, so Mr. Crap Mariner, Lawrence Simon, amigo, kitty gato, this is just for you. So don't even put me in the contest. I just want to The right stories for you. Yeah, I'm like that. I'm crazy. So listen and tell me what you think. This is the Kimi. Hasta later. Edie, a forgiven woman, had been married to Chef for years. She caught him cheating again and made a deal, allowing desserts. In walks a redhead, Chef's favorite. Hi, I'm Mary. A brief tour, then the kitchen. Edie, you'll be making lobster with crab dip stuffing. Hands Mary Chef's recipe. When it's done, you can... Mary, confused, interrupts. I'm here for a patient. I know. Follow me. Horrified, Mary stares. He must be fed and cared for by a nurse. Take his meal, then you put it in the blender. A faceless man, alone, unable to taste his favorite dishes anymore.
Ah! Scary. Thank you, Kimi. And I know you said, you know, this is just for you. And it's like, no, this is too good not to share with the entire world. Or at least that tiny portion of it that listens to this podcast. I mean, you know, come on. How many people really do listen to this podcast? Let's see a show of hands. I know at least one, and that's Guy David. He's Shuttered the 16th, but still, his music can be heard at the beginning and the end of this podcast and during this piece by Guy.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where I whisper as to not wake up my family. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. Today, I have for you part 16 of the Chirapa, and I have some guest readers. I have Lawrence Simon, who needs no introduction. You can find him at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com. I have Liana from Hodgepodge Point. Find her at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. I have Nika Dreamscape from the excellent Diamond and Rust podcast that can be found at diamondrust.mypodcast.com. And I have Excess Delacroix, whose fantasy and folk tales podcast is a must listen. You can find that at excess.libsyn.com. And now, on to our story. Enjoy! Chiquito Chirapa was stuck at the airport. His plane was cancelled, and there wasn't another one until tomorrow. He avoided the humans and stayed hidden under his cloaking device, catching fragments of human speech.
Had to send it back.
Is she really going out with that guy? Is she crazy?
Then you put it in the blender.
I think you should be telling her that.
Then I turned her into a frog. As he listened more and more, he was less and less sure of his way. Should he really try to gain the trust of those strange humans?
Thank you, Guy. And really, I don't need any introduction. People are probably sick of me by now. Next up is... Oh, I was supposed to call him Norval Joe! Oh, sorry. Now that you're a veteran, I should be getting this right. Escaliana, I've been getting your name wrong for years. And yes, I did not get a story from Leiana, but she got into this weekly challenge in that one line before. But I digress, as I often do. Here was, should I call you Philip or Norval Joe? Philip Norval Joe. Joe Forl Phil. Here's his story.
This is Philip and or Norval Joe, depending on how much medication I'm taking. And this is my offering for the weekly challenge number 130. It's titled The Grocery Store, Part 2. When he entered the dimly lit store, the clerk was a statue. His ancient skin, pale gray as cement, chin on chest in apparent slumber. The clerk hadn't moved when the young man passed him and ambled down the aisle to the frozen food. A voice started him from his stasis. "Then you put it in the blender," and it trailed off down the aisle to his right. He turned to the direction of the receding voice, and in his mind's eye followed it to the door, where it left him behind. "Take me!" he screamed, but without sound. The music for this episode, a selection of Gregorian chants, was performed by the Central California A Cappella Mime Chorus. More information about the Mime Chorus can be found at my website, www.notpodcasting.yet. You will also find links to mimerescue.org and the 10-point program for recovering mimes. Thank you.
No, take me! Thank you, Philip. Or Nora. How much medication have you had? Can you write me, then I know what to call you. How much medication have I had? No, not podcasting yet. Hey, is that URL available? Let's find out. Next up is Tom. He is formerly known as the guy behind... It's been more than a year, I think. It's been more than 5 years since he did Footnote. Now he's doing some other podcasts. The link is up in the show notes, and here is his story.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called My Cat Ralph. Laura was concerned about her cat, Ralph. He had been left outside in the rain, and he was drenched to the bone. Carefully, she wrapped him in a towel and popped him in the microwave. After a few minutes, Laura thought Ralph's fur looked a little matted, so she set the hairdryer on high and ran it over the cat for a bit. Not totally pleased with the outcome, a tiny voice within said, "Then put it in a blender." Thank God for Mom, who finally rescued Ralph from baby Laura. And thank God for Fisher-Price Appliances.
Thank you, Tom. Next is Justin. Space Turtle. I love doing that every week.
Space Turtle.
New microphone edition.
I'm recording today's story on a brand new H2 handy recorder by Zoom. My wife got it for me, and I'm really happy about it. P.G. Holyfield of the Murder at Abaddon Hill podcast recommended it to me, and I will definitely be thanking him for the recommendation. It's a nifty gadget. Today's story is inspired by a show I saw on the Discovery Channel. It's not sponsored by the Discovery Channel, which would be nice, but inspired by it. It's called Bonus Feature. I hope you enjoy it. Should I try selling the blender or the lighters? No, ashtrays. Blender.
Yes?
Hello, ma'am. Can I interest you in a state-of-the-art blender?
Come in. Show me in the kitchen.
She opened the kitchen door and I set up my presentation on the island. The old woman seemed nice. I don't take advantage, mind you. So this blender can cut through... blend this new... bat wings, and octopus eye? Wait a minute. I tossed the lighters in the blender, hit on, slammed the door behind me, and dove out the front door. I hate selling in Salem.
Thank you, Justin. With Halloween coming up, I'm sure your sales are going to be rising dramatically. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. And let's get his story going. I know, you've probably noticed that I'm just gunning through these really quickly, not the usual rambling. In between stories, I've been going out to the patio and sweeping up. It's a mess out there. And not because of Ike, it's because of the repairers to the fence after Ike. They tore it all down. They put up new fence, so it reeks of treated lumber and mud. They killed all the jasmine, and it's a mess out there. And they overturned a few pots that, you know, the rocks and all that are all over. Nardo's mad. I posted some Flickr photos of the fence, as well as Nardo finally getting up on the fence and inspecting the damage. Hey, boydie. Okay, here we go with Steven the Nuclear Man.
It wasn't supposed to be like this. The guests praised the drinks, my bartending skills. It's part of why Vinny's parties are so popular. I used to be the bad child, not gonna amount to nothing, a stark contrast to my sister's channeled angel, until Vinny took me in. A foot soldier, then lieutenant, now barkeeping, cleaner. I'd straightened up even as gambling devoured my sister's bank account, house, marriage. Her debts got out of hand. Her assets were liquidated. How'd you get your Bloody Mary so good? A mobster calls at me. Family secret, I say, heading towards the kitchen.
Thank you, Steve. You can check out more from Steve in the link in the show notes. Almo is returned. Yay, Almo Schumann, he's back. Did he send in the... Yeah, he did. Okay, here's the recording of Almo's story.
In the Blender by Almo Schumann. The photo showed two people completely in love. You could tell from her eyes and her smile. Roger put the picture in a stack with the others, next to his cell phone. He had just called her in the middle of the night to hear her voice. It was their first time apart. A man had answered. Roger hung up when he heard the sleepy feminine voice in the background. He straightened the stack and then put it into the blender. He switched it on, then blindly switched off the phone with the wrong number still backlit on the screen.
Cool. Thank you, Almo. By the way, I got a call from a wrong number last night. Although I recognized the number, but I was so tired, I was like, they're not here. I don't know who you're calling. You must have a wrong number. Even if it was someone I knew. So if you're the one who had an emergency and you were completely and utterly depending on me to help you out with something, oops, sorry. Next up is Brad Z. And without further ado, here is his story. Nardo, what are you doing on the table? Do you have to stand on the table? Don't know. Get off the keyboard. Dude, you never get on the keyboard. What's with you, man? Okay, I'm going to go take Nardo out to the mud and we're going to play. No, we're not going to play. No, don't knock the...
Hey, this is Brad Z, and this is my submission for weekly challenge number 130. Then you put it in the blender. This one's simply called The Blender. It's simple, Fred's boss had explained. Put them in the blender, check the restraints. The blue button engages the restraints. The yellow button unlocks the braking mechanism. The green button starts the blender up. And finally, the red button will stop the blender when the time is up. It's not that hard. Fred's boss wasn't pleased with him at all. This was the second time he had forgotten to engage in restraints. That was very bad for business. Cleanup and body disposal took an hour. Still, they waited in line. It was more exciting than the Tilt-A-Whirl.
That's probably what goes in the slushies, too. Thank you, Brad. One more? One more. This one's by Jeffrey Height. Great Heights! Where's Great Heights located? Look in the show notes. You'll find the link. You'll go there. You'll smile.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 130 with the topic of Then You Put It in the Blender. I call this one Hello. SETI inbox message.
Hello, SETI user. 91B23-5F-59A-936D-54G-0C-5F-27CD-5B-8D-168. We are amused by your search for us. We are touched by the fact that you care so much to spend your time looking for us. But we are not lost. We picked up a map of the Texaco. It has been quite useful, but we are not sure what a New Jersey or a turnpike are. We do appreciate all the things that you've been sending to us, especially the Beagle Craft. It was a little tough at first, but then we put it in the blender. Once softened, it was yummy.
This has been Hello by Jeffrey Height. If you enjoyed this story, please come out to greatheights.blogspot.com and see the other story just like it. And join in the contest, where 100 words is only the beginning.
Thank you, Jeff. I keep saying that I'm going to write something, and I have written things. They just aren't, they aren't at the par that, you know, at the level that I think I want them, as opposed to where they should be, which is probably way, way higher. One more story. That's right. What? Dude, I know it stinks like fresh lumber. I know the jasmine is gone, all right? Yeah, deal with it.
Oh, what are you doing here? Oh, you're here to show you about this. Okay. I bought a couch, table, and blender at that church sale. The couch reeked of cat piss, the table wobbled, and the blender's motor was dead. I should have tested it before the party. The couch and table thrown out. The blender I kept. Held a goldfish. Chicks came by my place. I showed them the fish and pushed a button. Some laughed. Some called me evil and left. 80 years since I put this fish in the blender. Goldfish aren't supposed to live that long. What are you? I ask it. No answer. Just a fish. Right?
And that's it for today's 100-word story weekly challenge with the topic of And Then You Put It in the Blender. Thank you to everyone who sent in stories. Thank you all for listening. You can vote on your favorite stories at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And you can also see the text of the stories, links to everybody's site, well, those who sent me links, and all the archives of all the previous weekly challenges and all the other stories that have gone out over the podcast. There's still room in the directory for more. When I eventually run out of room, I'm sure I'll get more space. Of course, I can also just start rotating these out and putting them in some sort of archive sale bin thing, sell them, and like for $5 a piece, and then put that money when it reaches $100, you know, announce, hey, this one's going to be a money round. Do that kind of thing. What do y'all think of that? If you can't put comments in the blog, because I put in a new CAPTCHA kind of dustbin kind of spam blocker thing, and it may be knocking out some comments. You can always write to me at isfullofcrap@gmail.com or send me a text message or whatever, and I'll check it out. So once again, thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for another story. And in a week, we're going to do another one of these. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.